I love the 747 just because it's a classic, and also because it was the biggest redemption I did flying Lufthansa first class. So that's my favorite. I also like the 787 too. It's a great airplane. Like the difference in how you like how modern it is and how it pressurized makes you feel so much better after a long flight compared to the older version.
Hey there, points people! You just heard a clip from Pierluigi, a student in our Points Accelerator program. In a recent Instagram survey, we got a ton of responses saying that you all would like to hear from more everyday people who aren't necessarily points influencers and content creators. So, I am excited for Pierluigi to share some of his points wins on today's episode. In this episode, expect to hear about how Pierluigi booked Lufthansa first class and his thoughts on the experience, booking Bora Bora on points, and advice on how everyday people can be successful in the points and miles game, and so much more. One credit card signup can often be enough points for a business class flight. The Capital One Venture X card is one card to consider for this type of signup bonus. Remember, if you decide to apply for the Capital One Venture X card or any other card, never apply directly through Google. Always use a friend or creator's referral link. And if you're interested in supporting this show when you apply for your next card, check out geobreezetravel.com/cards. Or if you're not sure what card is right for you, I offer free credit card consultations at geobreezetravel.com/consultations. And if you're interested in joining the Points Accelerator program so that you can save tens of thousands of dollars on luxury travel as well, join the waitlist at geobreezetravel.com/waitlist. And we have links to the Capital One Venture X card and the free consultation form for you in the show notes as well. And now, on with the show. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast, a show for anyone wanting to level up their travel hacking lifestyle. I'm your host, Julia Menez. I'm a travel hacker, coach, speaker, Filipino-American ENTJ who loves solid travel gear and using shortcuts on spreadsheets. On this show, I'm on a mission to bring you travel hackers from all walks of life to help you level up your travel hacking game. We dive into credit cards, miles, points, strategy, mindset, and the secrets behind how to travel the world for next to no cost. So let's get hacking. Hey, Pierluigi. Welcome to the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast.
Thank you for having me.
I am so excited to have you here today and to hear about the amazing redemptions that you have made in just a few short months of really ramping up your points game. But before we get into all of that, tell us a little bit about you and your background, and how did you even get into this game?
I, as if you cannot imagine by my name, I'm from Italy originally. I just moved to the US when I was to go to college. Airplanes are my passions. I did aerospace engineering in college and I stayed here to work. So right now I am based in Seattle. Let's say I started with the Chase Sapphire Preferred in 2020. During the pandemic, I guess I was bored, so I started looking around. I didn't know anything about points and miles at the beginning. All I knew is that flights were expensive to go back home. I did not have my benefits for flying standby anymore. So I was like, okay, I need to find a way to fly for free to go back and forth back to Italy. And that's how I got started.
What do you mean that you didn't have your standby benefits anymore? How did you used to have standby benefits?
Yeah, my dad used to work for Alitalia. So we just flew standby back and forth from Italy to the US or whatever Alitalia flew. It was pretty nice. Don't have that anymore. So just switched to the points and miles.
Did that end right around 2020? So you were like, gotta get some points?
No, it ended, when did it end? Pretty much mid-college time, so like 2018-ish. Probably better this way too, honestly.
How, why is that? Most people are like, oh, that'd be just amazing if I could just fly standby all the time. Why is it better to not fly standby?
You have assigned seats. You can do it in business and first class. Usually standby was like on the economy class, sometimes even jump seat. That was stressful. And then you didn't have a seat until the check-in closed. So you never knew if you flew. Most of the times it was okay, but sometimes you stayed on the ground.
How would you know? Would you just have to go to the airport and sometimes they would just turn you away after hanging out at the airport for 2 or 3 hours?
Yeah, usually you check first. My dad had the website to check how many seats were available. So we would go based on that. But sometimes just it wouldn't work out. So after, yeah, the game, the worst one, I think it was flying back New York to Milan. And we were left on the ground in New York for about a couple of days because of a snowstorm. So they had to cancel the original flight. So they had to rebook all the other passengers. So we were like last on the list to get on the airplane.
Yeah, if you are flying standby, you are not the priority for them to get onto a new plane.
Definitely not.
So what do you do now is your profession?
I'm an aerospace engineer.
For Boeing, right?
Yep.
So you build planes. As someone who's actually an engineer for this, which plane model do you think is the best plane model?
I love the 747 just because it's a classic. And also because it was the biggest redemption I did flying Lufthansa first class. So that's my favorite. I also like the 787 too. It's a great airplane. Like the difference in how modern it is and how it pressurized makes you feel so much better after a long flight compared to the older version. So I like that too.
Do you think there's an airline that does it a little bit better? Because with a plane model, here's like the shell, here's the hard product. But then some will do a little bit better with color combos or just like cushy sheets or the amenities and the pillows and the blankets and the food and everything you get. Do you think that certain airlines make the most out of these plane models better than others?
Yeah, I think so. Every airline can customize it. I remember Copa Airline, for example, they on the 37, they had that seat compared to, regular European airline that just have all economy and they just put the separation wherever they feel like. As an example, if you have to think of a European one that has all economy class seats, I think British Airways does it pretty good. The seats are pretty comfy. I just flew them coming back here 3 days ago. So that were nice.
Who was that?
We flew British Airways from Rome to London in business. Even though it were like the intra-Europe, it was all economy. The seats were really nice and the service was amazing. Even intra-Europe, I liked it.
Perfect. So you mentioned you got to fly Lufthansa first class pretty recently as well, right? Yep. Tell us about that. How did you make that happen?
We had to go back to Italy for some family reason. And like last minute flights are crazy expensive. So I started searching online for like good deals with points and miles. Out of Seattle, there wasn't much. So I started looking from other airports around the US doing like a positioning flight. And I found a flight out of Houston going to Naples, Italy. And it was 100,000 points each. So we booked it for two people out of Houston. And I transferred my Ultimate Rewards points over and booked it that way. We were lucky because I know that Lufthansa just released the first class like 2 weeks prior to the flight. So I booked it in like 5 days before. I got lucky on that.
Yeah, with Lufthansa first class, it's usually easier to book this at the last minute. And that's what you did here as well?
Yeah, I booked like 5 days before.
What was going to happen if you didn't find the availability? Was this like a, we have to go to Italy, so we'll need to book something else? Or was this like a, something came up? Okay, so you had to go to Italy somehow and 5 days out. What was plan B?
Plan B, I was going to fly part of CC to find these points like economy. So like, I was just going to book something quick economy. And it's like literally there was nothing available. I just took the cash. The cash value for that one that we booked, Stante, was $15,000 per person.
So instead of $15,000 per ticket, how much did you actually spend in points? So
we used 100,000 points, $110 cash book this flight out of Houston. So we had to take the positioning flight to Houston. And that one we paid cash with Alaska. We used the companion pass for that one to go to Houston.
So then you went Houston through Frankfurt directly into Naples, which most people don't fly directly into there. It's always like Rome or Milan or something else. But with Lufthansa, if you need to go to Naples, you can go that route. How long do they let you stay in the first class lounge in Frankfurt? Is there a time limit?
No, we got there in the morning and then we left at about, I think our flight to Naples was at 9 p.m. So we stayed there for 12 hours.
Oh, you didn't leave the airport or anything to explore?
No. We went to Frankfurt just for a few hours and then went back to the first class. terminal, which is pretty nice. They have their own security line. They have like showers, they have beds, they have everything you need.
Oh, they have sleeping rooms too in the first class.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice. So tell us about the plane experience on Lufthansa First Class. I have not flown this product. What is it like?
Oh, it's great. Started in Houston, we used the Polaris Lounge. Then when it was time to board, we just boarded first, and then we were greeted by the flight attendant. We picked the only seats there are like for two people, are the last two. There are eight total seats in Lufthansa First on the 747. So we picked the two that are together. All the other ones are single seats. Before the flight, the captain actually comes in first class and actually greets you and talks to you a little bit. So that was a fun little thing that happened. Pretty much they are at your disposal. They give us champagne to start, and then they give us a meal. They like filet mignon, caviar, all that. Then when you're ready to go to bed, you go change in your pajamas that they give you. While you change, they make your bed with a mattress. They give you the pillow, everything. So it was pretty nice. So once we landed in Frankfurt, someone came to pick us up, and we went to the first class terminal. And from there, once it's when it's ready, the next flight is ready to board, someone comes to pick you up, and with a Porsche, they bring you down to the airplane, and you board from there.
When you say they bring you, is it like they're walking with you, or there's a golf cart, or how are they transporting you?
We were sitting in the first class lounge. An attendant of the lounge, of the terminal, comes to find you, and they say your flight is boarding. So they take you downstairs at the ground level, and they pretty much check your boarding passes. They scan your boarding passes. So when your boarding passes are scanned, they take you on the tarmac, and with that, with the card directly under the airplane and directly on the airplane from there.
The intra-Europe business class or first class, I think a lot of people are like, oh, I snagged like a really good first class or business class flight from London to Italy, or from Germany to Italy, or like London to Turkey or something. And it's not like international business class. So what is Lufthansa first class like from Frankfurt to Naples?
There is no first class. You like are just flying the regular Europe business class. So the middle seat is blocked. Sometimes they put a metal tray to literally block the seat. Other times it's just like empty seat in the middle. But nothing special. You're just sitting in an economy seat, and they give you food. That's all that is.
How was the food?
It was okay. Intra-Europe, I much like the British experience that I had 3 days ago than the Lufthansa one. Probably also because Frankfurt to Naples, it's an hour and a half flight compared to an hour and a half of Rome to London.
Yeah, that's a pretty short flight. What did you do on the way back?
Oh, on the way back, we flew Naples to Frankfurt to Seattle in business class. And we used Turkish miles on that one. 45,000 Turkish miles to book that one.
So you went Italy, Turkey, Germany, U.S.?
No, Italy, Germany, Italy to Frankfurt to Seattle, yeah.
Oh, so you didn't need to cross through Turkey. It wasn't like on Turkish metal.
No, it wasn't on Turkish. It was on Lufthansa again, yeah.
45,000 for business class is not bad at all.
Yeah.
And then directly into Seattle. All right, so you spent 100,000 points per person on the way there, 45,000 per person on the way back. How are you earning your points?
Well, mostly through sign-up bonuses. And now that I have a P2, so we refer each other for cards. Now that the ink bonus is ending, shifting to other cards as well that I still don't have in my portfolio. I'm thinking about opening the first Hyatt card to earn some Hyatt points, depending on how much I stay at Hyatt to the status with them. And then just regular spending, or I use flus as well and all that stuff.
With the Chase Inc. cards that you've opened up, what are you listing as your business? Because you're a W-2 employee at Boeing.
I just help people with booking flights if they need to. if there are, I do some helping with credit cards, I tell them, okay, so if you want to do this, probably these credit cards is the best you need to open, and that's what you do. I also help with Italian, so if people need to, I try to help them with some Italian, you know, lessons. That's what I do.
Oh, that's perfect. So are you just listing yourself as a sole proprietor?
Yep, correct. Yeah.
Because you don't need an EIN or an LLC or anything if you're just like, yep, I'm an Italian tutor on the side. I do some coins consultations. Then you can get ink cards that way. Perfect. So after the Italy trip, was that your first big redemption in first class, or had you done redemptions prior to?
Yeah, the big first class. I haven't flown first class since. Still looking. My next one, which is, I think it's easier to find, it will be Emirates first. It's just easier to find availability of that one compared to Lufthansa. But like with the dates, didn't work yet. So we'll figure it out when to do it.
And you've booked a really luxurious trip over to Bora Bora as well, right? Tell us about that one.
For June, we're going in June for two. We booked four nights at the Conrad Bora Bora. So I opened up the Hilton card soon this year. And with the elevated bonus plus the finance certificate that they were having, with the specific goal in mind to have a redemption either there. The main goal was to have the redemption in Bora Bora. So I was just like stalking the Hilton when they were releasing availability. Once they released it, I just booked with all the points that I had plus the freelance certificate there. So I did four nights at Conrad. And then since the dates are set, there were no business class flights available for that time. So we had to book economy on the way there with Air France and premium economy on the way back. So with Air France.
Yeah, with some of those where it's a very exclusive hotel booking where you're like, oh, there's just not that much availability. You do sometimes have to negotiate on, would I rather have the nicer flight or the nicer hotel? Some people are like, why can't everything line up perfectly and the stars all align? Sometimes they do. Sometimes you do have to say, would I rather have the hotel or the flight?
Yeah, correct. Just coming back here now, we landed here yesterday from Italy, and we had to change our flights last minute from the 3rd of January to yesterday. And this last minute to coming into Seattle and going back to work today, there was no like availability business class. So we just had to book to London and then from London economy class to Seattle, which was a good redemption, considering that the flight last minute was $2,000 in economy and we paid $15,000 for the Virgin flight. I still think it's a good redemption.
15,000 points with Virgin or $2,000 each for that one way?
Correct.
In economy?
In economy. It was $2,000 because I think it was last minute and it was busy travel time because of Christmas period. We just picked that Virgin, 15,000 points each.
Oh my God, that's such a good redemption. I cannot believe people, once again, like $2,000 for economy. There are mistake fares in business class for that. Yeah. So yeah, if you can pay 15,000 points instead of $2,000, that is a solid redemption. Everybody's always like, oh, the best redemptions are in business or first class. And by and large, often yes, like great redemption on that Lufthansa first class thing. But sometimes you can get some really outsized value by using your points in economy. That is one of those examples. So what's next other than Bora Bora? Have you tapped out your points or you're like, yeah, they're still flowing in. We're still okay.
I don't know. We're still good. We have booked Italy now too for the summer. We are flying Turkish business going there. And we did Turkish 45,000 miles, Seattle to Istanbul to Munich. And then from Munich, we're booking a cash flight down to Italy. And then coming back, we're flying business class room to San Francisco direct.
How are you finding these? Because a lot of people, whenever we mention, oh, Turkish is a great way to fly to Europe, it's only 45,000 points per person each way in business class. People are like, this is confusing and hard to find. And Turkish's website is not the easiest. So how are you finding these?
I use Seats.air at first to have an idea of what's available. They have a good number of airlines and programs that you can search for, but they don't have all of them. So I have an idea of what's available. And if I cannot find anything good on there, then I go directly on the airline website. So, for example, they only have direct flights from the US to Europe and also direct flights from Seattle to Italy. So for those ones, I go directly on Flying Blue or Turkish or Aeroplan, and that's how I find them.
Yeah, once you can learn how to navigate those different sites, it can make it a lot easier to find these. Do you have to be pretty flexible, or do you have to book really far out or really close in to find these? What's your pattern for searching for flights?
It's all over the place. I don't have a set way of doing once. Now that we book both ways in business, we booked it pretty far out. So I think we're going in August. I have them booked for August right now. And I think I booked them in October. So what is it, 10 months before, pretty far out. Or I find a lot of times that last minute deals are good for business class. A lot of times I find them available last minute. They release the space that they don't sell, I guess. But I also really, especially for me, flying to Italy, that really good redemption to flying to Italy from Seattle, because you just do a quick stopover in either Paris or Amsterdam from Seattle, and you're on your way to Italy. So that one is a good value for me.
With everything that you've learned with points and miles, and you've scaled up so fast in the last year and everything, what would your advice be to people who are like, I'm just like a normal person trying to get into this. I'm not like a points influencer. I don't want to open 20 cards, but Italy sounds great. What would your advice to them be?
The best advice is to network and meet people like-minded, because that's how you learn the most. At least that's for me. That's what works the best, like meeting people and learning from people and understanding what they're doing. And oh, they tell you something that you might have no idea of or that you cannot find online. So I think that's the best way of scaling up in this game.
Where are some of your favorite places to go to network with other people?
Oh, I loved, it was my first year this year, the Chicago seminars. That was a great place. And yeah, I think, and then there are Facebook groups that you can join. Are easy to literally click join and they let you in, and then you can ask questions and you find people. But I think the Chicago seminar is a great place to be. And you were a speaker there too.
I was. That was my first year at Chicago seminars as well. It's an interesting bunch where you learn a lot of kind of like next level tricks that people don't talk about online. We have a lot of those in the Points Accelerator as well, where I'm like, I probably shouldn't put this on my Instagram right, or my YouTube. So we have those there too.
Yeah, one of them is the foods one. I think that helps a lot to scale up.
For sure. Thank you so much, Pierluigi, for coming on to the show and telling us about your journey with Points and Miles. And congratulations on all the amazing redemptions in Lufthansa First Class and Bora Bora and the many trips to Italy where you don't have to fly standby in a jump seat. You have really leveled up your points game.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of the GeoBreeze Travel Podcast. If any of the cards mentioned in today's episode piqued your interest, please check out the links in the show notes for more information on any of the cards. Also, if you apply for a card using the links on that page, I may receive a commission too, so please and thank you. P.S. I hear the links work better in Internet Explorer or Safari, and sometimes the credit card applications tend to glitch out in Chrome. Additionally, it would mean the world to me if you could subscribe to this podcast, leave a 5-star review, and share it with a friend. And if you would like to make even more travel hacking friends, please sign up for the Patreon to access our monthly masterclass hangouts. We dive deep into a particular points program each month, and you'll get to ask all of your travel hacking questions and enjoy being around other people who enjoy points and miles just as much as you and I do. If you would like an invite to the next one, head over to geobreezetravel.com/hangouts to sign up to be on the invite list. Take care and happy travels!